Here it is. The Jade Hotel. It hasn't changed at all. Hey, babe, look. That's where I first asked you out. I point to the cactus-flanked adobe wall. There are some tourists standing in front of it for photos. You squeeze my hand and your bare shoulder brushes up against me.
3 years. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
This charming little desert town used to be our getaway, our own private oasis. The secret's out, and it's since been taken over by tourists, but we still have our special spots that no one knows about. The familiar scent of Palo Santo and smoky barbecue wafts through the air as I lead you inside. Memories are floating up out of the depths of my mind as I think about the endless nights we spent in this special little hotel. I asked you to marry me in room 303. We were laying out at the pool in early December, staring up at the mountains, when you told me you were pregnant. We've gone through much together, you and I, and I can't wait to show you how much I love you tonight, how much I'll always love you. The hotel bar is quiet and dimly lit with candles stuck in old tequila bottles. You lead us to a rustic little sofa near the back window. The stars are starting to come out. Damn, you can see them so much better here than you can in the city. I sit down, but you take your time, swaying to the music, swinging your hips side to side before lowering yourself down next to me. You're feeling a little wild tonight, aren't you? I draw you in close and cover your mouth with mine. We can do whatever we want tonight. No kid, no job. We're not thinking about the bills we have to pay or the appointments we have to keep. It's just us tonight.
I can't wait to get upstairs.
I lean over and nudge your head to the side with my nose so I can kiss that sensitive stretch of your neck you love so much. There's other people in the bar tonight, and I'm not exactly being subtle, but I don't really care. Tonight is about us, about our love. We're like teenagers again, desperate to feel one another. I bite down on your neck, sucking hard enough to leave a mark. Your moans are drowned out by the music. I can feel some folks nearby eyeing us periodically, but I don't stop. I slide my hand onto your knee, pushing it higher and higher until I'm gripping the soft flesh of your thigh.
Fuck, that feels good.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see someone approaching our seats. Oh, I reluctantly pull away from you, licking my lips to savour your taste.
Can I get you guys anything?
I glance over and you look flustered, glancing up and down between the menu on the table and the dark-haired woman in front of us. It takes me a moment to realise she's eyeing you from head to toe, taking in every inch of you. Yeah, honey, do you know what you want?
Sorry, I'm not sure what I want yet.
It's not on the menu, but there's a really nice mezcal cocktail I like to make. Smoky and sweet, with a little bit of agave nectar and lime. I think you'll love it.
You look up at her, and there's a glint in your eyes I usually only see when you're looking at me. I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of your clear and undeniable attraction for her. I watch you transform and melt underneath her gaze. You're suddenly so giggly and nervous as you caress my knee and bite down on your lower lip.
That sounds great. Oh, and could we get some of those Marcona almonds too? What do you want, babe?
I'll just have a whiskey ginger, thanks. I watch her strut away, both you and I a little mesmerised by the bounce of her ass behind her black tight jeans. So, got a little crush, do you?
What? No, of course not. She's just...
very, very attracted to you. I mean, you know, who wouldn't be? But wow, she is definitely into you. I kiss your neck again, but keep my eyes on the bartender just ahead. Behind the bar, she's lit up the nearby candles. Her whole body is bathed in a warm, hypnotic glow. Do you like that she wants you?
Yes.
You nod slowly, your eyes sliding shut as your imagination takes over. Would she take you hard and fast? Or do you want her to tease you? Make you beg for more? I start caressing your thigh again, desperate to feel your bare skin beneath my hand.
She'd tease me. I'd beg her.
I take the lobe of your flushed ear into my mouth and suck gently. Oh, God, I love the feeling of you writhing next to me.
Whiskey ginger, almonds, and my special little mezcal concoction. You let me know if you need anything else, okay?
Yeah, You nuzzle your face against my shoulder, hiding how flushed you are at the thought of... So, what are we going to do about our new friend, huh? Perhaps she would like to join us when she's done with her shift?
Really? On our anniversary?
Your eyes light up as you look over at me. We've played with others before, but it's been a little while. I have to admit, my mind is running wild, imagining you two together. Sounds like a great anniversary gift to me. We finish our drinks, both of us buzzing with excitement and anticipation as we try to keep our nerves at bay. I get up to pay our bill. The bartender smiles casually at me as she hands me the receipt, and she steals a glance back at you. I give her a tip and write our room number in large letters across a piece of paper. I slide it towards her with a smile and head back to our table. You're flushed from the drink as I take your hand and draw you up to your feet. You give the bartender one last shy smile before we make our way to our room.
Do you really think she'll come?
You wrap your arms around my waist and kiss me hard. Even if she doesn't show, I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I walk you backwards until we reach the bed. You lay back on your elbows and I slide your boots off one by one. You look so hot tonight. I take my time, sliding my legs up your thighs. Your skin feels so soft under my touch. Both of us freeze. It has to be her. I slide off the bed and head over to the door, exchanging an excited glance with you before opening it.
Hey, I got someone to cover for me. Can I come in?
I've never seen you look so longingly at someone other than me. That twinge of jealousy I felt before completely melts into an excited rush. You deserve to feel good, to explore your desires, and I can't wait to see where tonight leads us.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.